What's happening around the world? It's time for another serving of News Bites.
最近国内外发生哪些大事？午餐搭配 SRT News Bites， 慢慢的一口接一口，吸收最新时事和趣闻。
Hello there, and welcome to another episode of News Bites. I'm Paz Bueno.
And I'm Jacob Ingram.
Today's stories: officials consider a new holiday,
a shark's epic journey,
and the origin of blessing people when they sneeze.
Let's check it out.
Top of Taiwan.
劳动节可能成为国定假日。Labor Day might be a national holiday. Hey Jake, what's your favorite holiday?
It's got to be New Year's Eve. I love that it's so close to Christmas, so it's like a double holiday. What about you?
Even though it's not a national holiday here in Taiwan, my favorite holiday is Christmas. I love putting up a Christmas tree, 装饰圣诞树, baking cookies, and watching Christmas movies in December.
Holidays are special times when we pause from our daily routines, 日常生活, to celebrate, remember, or enjoy time with the people we love.
In Taiwan, we have a set number, 固定数量, of holidays each year. It's usually around 115 to 116 days.
Recently, government officials have been thinking about adding one more holiday to our calendar, 日历。They're talking about making Labor Day a special day off, 假日, for everyone.
Labor Day is observed on May 1st. 劳动节是在5月1日。
Right now, some people don't have to work on this day, but schools and some jobs still do. This idea sounds great because while some parents are off work, their kids still have to go to school.
It was proposed, 提出, by legislator Lin Yiqing.立法委员林怡晴 She says Taiwan should give people a day to enjoy with their families.
Premier Chen Jianren, 行政院长 Chen Jianren, says the government is considering 考虑 making Labor Day a national holiday. However, they need to figure out 解决 a few things first, like how to pay for overtime, 加班费怎么算 for important jobs like police and firefighters.
They are still reviewing, 审查, the idea, and need to do more checks to see how it would work out. Once they have all the information they need, they will make a decision and share it with everyone.
So there's a chance that soon everyone in Taiwan might get to enjoy Labor Day together.
Going global.
大白鲨吸引科学家的目光。Great white shark catches scientists' eye.
Marine scientists, 海洋科学家, are interested in learning about animals that live in the sea. Using special technology, they can keep track of 追踪, sea creatures on their adventures. For example, sharks, 鲨鱼.
Sharks come in all shapes and sizes, and they keep the ocean's ecosystem healthy.
鲨鱼有各种形状和大小，它们维持海洋生态系统的健康。
To learn more about them, scientists use tags that attach to the shark's fins.
科学家在鲨鱼鳍上装设标签。
When a shark swims to the surface, the tag sends a signal to satellites in space.
当鲨鱼游到水面上，标签就会发送信号给太空中的卫星。
This ping, beep.Tell scientists where the shark is. Recently, marine scientists are tracking an interesting female, 雌性, great white shark. They named her Li Beth. And she is 430 centimeters long and 1,179 kilograms. That's the size of a small car.
Li Beth has been on a long journey in the Gulf of Mexico, 墨西哥湾。Experts have been closely following her travels.
专家一直密切关注她的旅行。
They say her moves are really unexpected,
出乎意料。
She was tagged in December last year near the U.S. state of South Carolina,
美国的南卡罗来纳州。
Scientists say she's special because she's traveled farther west in the Gulf of Mexico than any great white shark known before. 科学家说她很特别是因为她在墨西哥湾向西旅行的距离超过了之前任何已知的大白鲨。
Li Beth is also the champion of pinging more than any other shark they've tagged. Li Beth 也是逼次数最多的鲨鱼，超过了他们标记的其他任何鲨鱼。
This shark was last spotted near the U.S. states of Texas and Louisiana, 靠近美国的德州和路易斯安那州。That means she's traveled more than 3,200 kilometers.
Li Beth's adventure is helping scientists learn more about great white sharks in the Gulf of Mexico.
The Recap.
So, in today's News Bites, government officials have been thinking about adding one more holiday to our calendar. They're talking about making Labor Day a special day off for everyone.They are still reviewing the idea and need to do more checks to see how it would work out.
And marine scientists are tracking a great white shark in the Gulf of Mexico. They say she's special because she's traveled farther west in the Gulf of Mexico than any great white shark known before. Li Beth is also the champion of pinging more than any other shark they've tagged.Her journey is a big deal because great whites are rare in this part of the sea.
A long time ago, in the 14th century, people started saying bless you when someone sneezed.
Achoo!
Bless you!
Thank you.
This began because Pope Gregory VII wanted people to say it to him.He believed it would keep him safe from the Black Plague, 黑死病.
In Spanish, you can also say salud, and in German, Gesundheit. Both mean good health as a way to wish the sneezer to stay healthy. If you have a fun fact, a joke, or interesting news you'd like to share with us, record your message and send us your tasty tidbit to newsbites at icrt.com.tw, and you might hear it at the end of an episode.We'll see you next time for an exciting new episode of News Bites.
ICRT 与教育部国民及学前教育署下次继续和您聊新闻。ICRT App 和网站也能重复收听。
More local and international news next time on News Bites. Brought to you by the K-12 Education Administration. Find past episodes available on the ICRT website and app.